99.70 JX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hi there, Kelly K.
Hi there.
I've fallen victim to a TikTok trend, and I haven't even done it yet. I'm just sitting there going, I have FOMO, if you will.
Okay.
And it's scrambled pancakes.
Scrambled pancakes.
Have you not seen this yet?
I haven't. Explain it.
So the process is the same as making pancakes, but you don't have to worry about necessarily cooking them in like little circles or whatever. You basically just pour the batter in the pan like normal, but instead of like flipping it when it's done, you just kind of scramble them up like eggs. And you end up with like a bunch of tiny little pancake pieces. So this woman posted a video on how to do it, and the idea of scrambled pancakes kind of went viral, even though there's a twist at the end.
Don't take this the wrong way, but you've been making pancakes wrong your whole life.
I mean,
she's coming out spitting fire.
I know. When they start like that, I'm already in. I'm like, okay.
Really?
Go on.
I'm offended.
Do you know that you're supposed to scramble them just like how you would scramble eggs? And it's so much easier this way. You don't have to worry about getting the perfect circle or whatever. As you can see, it's very easy. Just scoop your batter and start scrambling it around.
Yeah, so she just kind of takes her little spatula and just kind of, instead of flipping the pancake, she just kind of scrambles it like she would eggs.
But wait a second. She says, you know, you're supposed to scramble it. I don't think that's ever been the rule. I've seen every major chef. Listen, we had a pancake throwdown with Bobby Flay. He didn't scramble his. We were flipping.
Like I said, there's a twist at the end.
You want to make sure most of the pieces get like golden brown like this. And then stack them up onto your plate and add whatever toppings that you enjoy. I added powdered sugar, whipped cream, blueberries, and of course some syrup on top.
Honestly, it kind of looks like something you would get at the fair.
It does look like a funnel cake.
Yeah.
As you can see, it even looks much better than regular pancakes would. Like, what? Tell me that does not look good.
Yeah, but then she rolls in.
It doesn't look better, ma'am.
Hang on. But then she says,
psych, do not try this, and it was not good. And whoever told me to try it and said it was good, may your toes always find their way to the corners of your table.
Yeah, so it was just kind of a joke. However, people were like, you know what, not a bad idea, and started rolling in with their own scrambled pancake videos. I, for one, am not thinking that we've been doing it wrong. However, might be a fun twist on a tradition that has gone for generation and generation.
Here's my concern. I feel as though there's a high possibility of just not cooking the batter well enough. If you got a million pieces to keep up with, like how you know all of them are getting thoroughly cooked. That's my fear.
Okay. Well, if you watch the video, you know, you can kind of see that all the pieces are kind of small. And so maybe your concern and the percentage of pieces that may not be fully cooked are going to be very small, if any at all, just the way it looks. But like I said, I've been seeing scrambled pancake videos on my feed for now the past several days. We haven't made pancakes since then. And I'm like,
But now you're wanting to try this.
I want to try it. I want to see how it works.
But she said it wasn't good.
Yeah. But there have been plenty of other people that are like, you know what?
Delicious.
It's delicious. Yeah, exactly. It kind of gives a new spin on an old traditional way of doing things. It's kind of just a new take on an old recipe, right?
Okay, well, let's see. I don't think this is going to work very well, though.
Because you can barely cook pancakes anyway.
Listen, that's not why. It's because
you can sprinkle the chocolate. So you can sprinkle the chocolate chips on top. You know how she sprinkled it with powdered sugar and blueberries.
Yeah, but I like them cooked and gooey.
Then
I feel like they're not going to be like super cooked and gooey. I don't know.
I feel like you could. I feel like they probably more percentage of them would actually touch the griddle if you scrambled them. Then
no, not the way I do it.
Okay.
I perfectly place them.
I forgot
once the
who
batter's
I was
on the griddle.
To.
Thank you. I perfectly place them so there is a the chocolate
Kelly
chip and every bite.
Sure, Chef Kelly.
You've seen me do it. I've been doing it that way for even in front of Bobby Flay.
I know.
I even explained that to him.
Yep. We'll post that original video for you if you want to see it.
It's jarring. I don't know.
I will say, like I said, I have FOMO. I want to try it. I'm not going to sit there and accept her tongue-in-cheek, it's terrible, may you stub your toe sort of answer as the final answer. And so I've tried it myself. But yeah, it looks fantastic.
When you do, you're going to have to make a full video.
Yeah, I will. But I'll say that one thing that I just can't get over are these food influencers on social media and the fact that they're non-stick pans are literally look like it's the first time they've ever used it ever.
I found it on a food blog. This pan looks like it's been through some stuff, which is the way my pans look like. They've been through some stuff because my husband is really good at making breakfast.
Right. Your husband.
He's really good at making breakfast.
Anyways, we'll post it up. You can see it on X at Ben and Kelly Show. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And they have paired up to open a sports bar in St. Andrews, Scotland. I'm talking about Justin Timberlake and Tiger Woods. Now, the irony and the humor wasn't lost on the internet as they both, we saw pictures of both their mugshots.
Yeah, they've posted. Had issues with the drink before.
Yeah, but mugshots and hey, these two opening up a sports bar there in Scotland. So, yeah, the idea came to him, or Tiger Woods said the idea came to him while they were playing golf together, him and Justin Timberlake. And they were like, you know what we ought to do? We ought to do a luxury sports bar. And so they are. It's called T-Squared Social. And like I said, it's only going to be there, at least at first, in Scotland. So
Well, that's far to go.
It is pretty far. And if you're a fan of sports bars, they're... You don't have to look very far to find one, but
right.
But this one at least would be at least a plane trip away there in the birthplace of golf, Scotland. So, anyways, you can see more on that. We'll post it at Ben and Kelly Show on X there.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Mean, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, a game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this fun trophy. Losers go first. Kelly, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. How about you?
All right. Hey, we'll find out, right? You ready?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
All right. What drugs do you give a cat when they're angry?
What drugs do you give a cat when they're angry?
You wouldn't really know because you don't have cats.
I don't.
Antihistamines.
Got it. Got it. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Sex conversation.
Oh.
Bread is a lot like the sun.
Okay.
Other person says, in what way? It rises in the yeast and sets in the waste.
Oh, okay.
I didn't need this today.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
You know, Kelly, my friend said he suffers from kleptomania.
Oh.
I said, you know, you should really take something for that.
Mm-hmm.
You can steal that if you want.
Oh, okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call an Irishman who's so hyperactive he's literally bouncing off the walls?
What?
Rick O'Shea.
He's a buddy of mine.
Great.
Hey, Kelly, I used to have a teacher called Miss Turtle.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Weird name, but I know she taught us well.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You can't run through a campsite.
Okay.
You can only ran because it's past tense.
Oh, I got you. Hey, Kelly, I used to work as a programmer for autocorrect.
Oh.
Yep. They fried me for no reason.
Methinks I figured it out. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
My inflatable house got a puncture last night.
Oh, no.
Now I'm living in a flat.
Ah, so you laugh, you lose. You know, there has been a lot of research, Kelly.
Yeah.
Into one-ply toilet paper.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They've been making a lot of breakthroughs.
Yeah, because it sucks. Oh, well, that gesture wasn't really necessary.
I was just illustrating what the breakthrough... Okay.
All right, I'm just saying, why bother?
Like.
We should go ahead and just tell the industry why bother with the one ply. It's two ply or I'm out. All right? Extra fluffy, extra cushy.
Listen, I would rather the one ply.
Really?
Yeah, you can get
You don't
more.
Want a plushy tushy?
Oh,
plushy tushy's the way to go.
You know what? It's going to clog your pipes, Kelly.
My pipes aren't clogged. Thank you.
Anyways, you laugh,
hey,
you
Ben.
Lose. Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I've opened a gym where the instructors would go from door to door and tell people about the benefits of joining it.
Okay.
It's called Jehovah's Fitness.
Yes. Have any takers?
Not yet.
Okay. You know, Kelly, someday, a simple thank you would have been enough when I brought you breakfast and bed. All that, who are you? Why are you in my house? That was unnecessary.
Yeah. Really nice, though. It's a nice gesture.
Yeah.
Maybe we ask first, though.
What I can.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
What do you call a sexy flying monkey?
What?
A hot air baboon.
Okay. This is You Laugh, You Lose. I don't know if we're getting any better or not. Hey, Kelly, you know friends are a lot like snow.
Yeah?
Yeah. If you pee on them, they go away.
I could see that. 1,000%.
Same with snow.
I could see that. Uh-huh.
I know from personal experience.
Do you really?
But which one am I talking about?
Okay, then. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
You know, it takes guts to be an organ donor.
It does? Sorry, it does.
It does.
Sorry.
I know, you had to marinate it for a second.
Questioning that. You know, I got a new iPhone for my wife, Kelly.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, all things considered, it was a pretty good trade.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Does that mean now that you're living out of the Android world?
I mean,
you're a
Google
single guy.
Pixel.
But no?
Sorry.
Oh, all right. Hey, Ben.
It's the best one.
Hey, Ben, the pessimist sees a tunnel.
Uh-huh.
The optimist, a light at the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
The realist sees a train.
Mm.
The train engineer sees three idiots on the railway track.
Oh, no. A priest, a minister, and a rabbit walk into a bar.
Yeah.
What are you having, says the barman.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbit replies, I don't know. I'm only here because of autocorrect.
Right.
Remember I got fired from that job
earlier?
Yes,
you did. Create a lot of problems, you did.
Yep.
You did.
Bringing it back around.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Dad asked his son, what's the difference between black-eyed peas and chickpeas?
What?
Son says, one is a group of people, the other is a food.
Okay.
Dad says, no, dummy. The black-eyed peas can sing us a song. The chickpeas can only hum us one.
That was a long way to go for that.
It was a hummus joke.
That was a long way to go for a hummus joke, Kelly.
It was a hummus joke.
Hey, what's the only thing dumber than one of my coworkers?
What? I almost feel attacked. What's almost dumber?
Two of my coworkers.
Are you going to name check anybody? Are you name checking anybody? I feel like you need to name check somebody.
I don't know if the shoe fits.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Sadly.
Uh-huh.
Erectile dysfunction is often misunderstood.
Okay.
But at the end of the day,
uh-huh,
it's not that hard.
This is true. This is true. I don't know anything about that, though. Don't have that problem yet. But when I do, I know there are things that we can take.
Okay.
All right.
Seriously, who's your dumb coworker? So let's go ahead and name check. Let's just air it out. Let's air it out.
All right, there it is. You laugh, you lose. Not saying, Kelly. Not saying. There's your trophy. You can keep it again for another week.
Thank you.
You're welcome. 99.7 DJ. Time for a setting the bar story, which you describe as what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do. See, the bar is like a little hurdle we put low to the ground, thinking you can jump over it by just not doing this.
Yeah, kind of on brand for the location, like maybe being, assault is not like a laughing matter, but like being assaulted by a bottle of bourbon here in Louisville. But if you can manage to make it through the day without throwing cheese at random cars when you're in Wisconsin, you're doing okay.
Yeah, they typically think that cheese shouldn't be wasted in that way.
Well, Wisconsin is arguably the cheese capital of the world, and police in Eau Claire have put out an APB after someone threw cheese at someone else's car.
Oh, no.
This from the local news.
Police in Eau Claire state they responded to the most Wisconsin complaint ever.
Yeah.
On Monday night, officers checked on a report of someone chasing a driver down and throwing cheese at their car.
Yeah. Doesn't sound like they really have any suspects right now. But here's how the police department responded on Facebook.
Police called the complaint not Gouda.
Not Gouda.
Oh, here we go.
And it's unbelievable that...
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
Someone would do that. The department ended the post by writing, throwing cheese is not your best look.
Not your best look.
I see what they did there.
Eau Claire. No, that's not cheesy at all.
Yeah, someone called it a Swiss demeanor, and another asked what kind of Munster would do such a thing.
I do enjoy that.
Yeah. So
the pun-filled post.
Right. Like I said, doesn't really look like they have any suspects right now, but this is, again, an example of what not to do. Let's not waste delicious cheese by throwing it at someone's car.
Exactly. No, you grab some grapes, some wine, some crackers, and you make
throw it at them instead?
No, oh. Make a charcuterie board.
Oh, yeah.
And invite
yeah.
people over. That's what we do.
Okay. So again, set at the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without throwing cheese at random cars when you live in Wisconsin, you're doing okay.
Good note.
Yep. That's your setting the bar story. Last week, we had a bit of a mystery on our hands. Courtesy of the Louisville Reddit thread, we were looking for the frat boy farters.
Explain what they were again.
All right, so the post originally said there were some bartenders talking about a group of guys going around to different bars in town and passing gas as much as possible. They said about 10 to 15 guys would show up, give off fraternity vibes. They were wearing polo shirts, etc. They would buy about a round of beers before crop dusting the bar and leaving.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And said it's really disgusting. Hope someone puts a stop to this before they encounter them out in the wild. So we just wanted to put out a, hey, FYI, let's be careful if we're out in area bars over the weekend, during the week. You would hate to run into this group of gentlemen, right?
Especially if they are maliciously farting.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
If there was malicious intent.
Yeah, if there's malicious intent with anything, yeah, absolutely.
It's worse.
We may have an update. Which really, it's like everything I feel like is tongue-in-cheek. How much do you actually take things that you see on the internet at face value? Anyways, this post rolled in over the weekend. So many rude bartenders.
Okay.
All right, let me... Me and some fellow brothers from Kappa 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 went out bar hopping last night. We were dressed in our best polos, minding our manners.
But first of all, I doubt Kappa Kappa Gamma exists.
Kappa Kappa Kappa?
I'm sorry, yeah, Kappa Kappa Kappa. It's Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Right.
But that was a sorority.
Sure.
Okay, so sure. Right there, that's our first clue. This may not be true.
Right.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, all the bartenders were rude to us. Even the other patrons were going out of their way to avoid us. Is it normal here? Also, did anyone else get sick after eating at the White Castle off Dixie Highway?
Whoa.
All of us had upset stomachs that night.
Listen. Collateral damage.
By the way, who's throwing shots at White Castle? You know
what
you're
going
to get when you go to White Castle.
Exactly.
Come on now.
Those are fighting words. Yeah, I don't think this is real.
No. I mean, and plenty of people in the comments on the thread. Is this the group of the frat farters going from bar to bar?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Possible explanation and finger pointing going on.
Right.
Also, fake fraternity.
Yeah. So if you were worried about the news that we gave you last week, that said that there could be a group of 10 to 15 people going around crop dusting innocent people in area bars.
Uh-huh.
Know that maybe, just maybe, it's not all that it seems.
Or they're still out there.
This is
and
true.
And no one's taking responsibility.
Nobody.
And they're still out there doing what they're doing.
Yeah, and they're hiding behind a very vague social media handles on Reddit.
This could be a smokescreen, just trying to throw us all off the scent, if you will.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. So
that's fun.
We'll relay the update for you.
So really, what the mystery is still out there.
Yeah.
The mystery still stands.
Yeah. I mean, but we all are kind of looking at it and going, with our heads kind of cocked, going, really?
But listen. Know that if you are walking into a bar wearing a polo anytime soon, you're a suspect.
You may be a suspect in the frat boy farters case.
Especially if you're not alone, sir.
Yep. Still a mystery here in Louisville. I mean, what have you caught on your partner's social media account by doing a little snooping? It's 99.7 DJX.
But why do you feel like you need to snoop?
Right. Because you caught something.
That could be.
Maybe.
Maybe that's the catalyst.
Maybe that is. All right. I don't know. 502-795-1997 is our number. We're going to ask you coming up here in just a minute with our group therapy. Like, is it normal to have those sorts of that control over your partner's social media?
I don't know if Lindsay's situation is coming out of catching something that she didn't like seeing.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But yeah, she's rolling in and we'll check in with her here in just a sec. But social media, great way to get a hold of us if you've got a problem just like Lindsay at Ben and Kelly Show. You can message us and see if there's someone who's been in that same situation you've been in, because how they dealt with it, maybe the mistakes they made could help you figure out how you move forward.
I mean, this seems to be working for her. I'm not necessarily sure that she needs advice per se. I think she's just looking to see if she's not alone.
Well, if she doesn't need advice, why is she coming to us then? Because she's about to get some.
Yep.
All right. 502-795-1997 is our number, or at Ben and Kelly Show. Group therapy coming up next after Sabrina Carpenter on 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Lindsay's reaching out. Hey, Ben and Kelly. First of all, love the show and
Thank you.
The fun you have every morning.
Thank you.
Secondly, was talking with some girlfriends recently, and it got me wondering if I'm the only one who does this. Me and my boyfriend have veto power over the other's Facebook page.
Okay.
So I monitor his Facebook page friend requests, and he monitors mine.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of came up with a plan to keep certain people of the opposite sex from being accepted as a friend. It's really a simple thing, just so neither of us accepts a friend request from someone we messed around with in the past. That would be awkward, right?
Mm.
So if he gets a request like that, I can just veto it. I don't really want him being friends on social media or hanging out with these women, but apparently I'm the only person in my friend group who has this kind of veto power over their partner's social media page.
Okay.
So I'm just wondering, do other couples out there have veto power arrangements, or are we the weird ones? LOL. Thanks, guys.
Well, Lindsay, I mean, it sounds like you're fishing for us to say, no. All of your friends are the weird ones.
Right.
You're normal.
Right. I feel like she's kind of got her answer with the little, like, survey she's done in her friend group.
Yeah.
Everybody was like, yeah, no, that's, we're not doing that. It seems a little controlling. Now, that said, it seems like he's agreed to it, and
yeah,
it's,
I mean,
working,
if it's
for
working
them.
For you, that's fine until it doesn't, I guess.
Right.
Or if, you know, something happens and you guys are no longer a couple, just know that maybe this isn't something that everyone would agree to.
Right. Might not be cool in the next relationship.
Now, if you've been burnt in the past, and that's something that we don't know here. If you've been burnt in the past by a partner doing stuff behind your back on social media and then it all coming out later, we can understand maybe why a little bit more of a lockdown.
We can guess that maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
Otherwise, but I don't know how that would really come into your brain to feel like is necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I tend to let someone give me a reason not to trust them.
Right.
So if your boyfriend or partner hasn't given you a reason not to trust him, maybe you're overstepping just a little bit. But
yeah.
If.
And you know what? You can be friends with people that you've smooched on in the past before.
Yeah.
Like, it can be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there doesn't need to necessarily be anything weird between you and your ex.
Exactly.
You can still be quote unquote friendly, but maybe there's a reason and maybe this is why, but we would like to know if you've ever discovered something by seeing your partner's social media, by seeing your partner's behind the scenes social media, like you were able to see some messages or you're able to see some DMs or something like that.
Right. But see, and also Lindsay's wanting to know, does anybody else have an arrangement like this? Is it working?
Okay. If you have one of those too, Let us know, all right? 502-795-1997. Already getting a message from a listener who has the same name as my wife. I don't think it's her, though. Which that would be awkward.
Good note. Let's get to the bottom of it, though.
Sure. We'll get to that. And then more of your comments and stories on the way. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. How much autonomy do you have over your partner's social media? Like, can you log into their Facebook or Instagram or TikTok at any time? Do you share each other's passwords? Is it a one-way street? Or do you have no idea what goes on behind the scenes?
Lindsay is rolling in because she thinks, well, her friends have told her that her veto power arrangement with her boyfriend is weird. Mm. And so she's wanting to know, is it weird or are other people doing this? Jeremy, a.k.a. J-Mart, says, no, you're super weird. Stop being insecure.
Okay. Well, so here's this though. A listener by the name of Elizabeth, my wife's name, not my wife though.
Okay.
Says my ex-husband was being weird about his phone, hiding it, keeping it screened down, all that. So went through it. He said I could whenever I wanted. So I did. Found messages of him telling a coworker he would get with her, wanted to be alone with her, wanted to date her, and then lied about those messages when I asked him about it. And by the way, this coworker is known for getting with married men.
Whoa.
He's an ex for that reason.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Literally didn't work.
Well, he wanted to be caught then. If he is having that kind of activity in his social media and then it's just like, sure, you can check it. I mean, yeah, he was waiting to be caught.
Yeah. Now, Justin says, my wife and I each have each other's passwords, but we don't monitor or have veto power. This is a red flag. Now, so I would agree
with that.
Yeah, I would too. Like, I could log into my wife's Instagram or, her social media, and she could mine at any time. Mostly yes. Because passwords are just saved in the computers and the phone and whatever. So, like we let each other borrow each other's phone and stuff like that. So it's not, we're not like hiding anything. So, yeah.
Yeah, we know each other's passcodes into the phone. And once you can get into the phone, you can get into anything.
Right. We don't say, oh, we have veto power, but at the same time, you can get in whenever you want, not hiding anything. So go ahead, have at it.
But then do you feel like you need to? That's really at the root of why you feel like you need to. Jessica on Facebook says, in my opinion, this is basically the same as having a joint Facebook account, which is also weird. Ultimately, it means there's like, not full trust. Yes, but there's quite a few that are in my friend group of, it's just a combined Facebook.
Kate and Rob.
It's right.
Like, who am I talking to? Kate and Rob.
Right. But it also could just be because one doesn't really care much.
Sure. Good morning, Jasmine.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
How are you?
I am fantastic. Hey, I wanted to tell you that my marriage counselor told my husband and I that we had to give each other our passwords to all of our social media.
Okay.
In order for them to, for us to trust each other and, that kind of thing.
Wait. Did you have trust issues going into it? And this was kind of like catered to you guys?
I didn't, but he's been burnt before.
Gotcha. Oh,
okay. So, all right.
So, yeah, and it worked really great. And I find all kinds of weird stuff in his DMs where he's like, hey, do you know this person? Should I block them? And I'm like, just block them.
Okay. Well, all right. So that just keeps an open conversation, an open communication with you guys, it sounds like.
Yeah. And he gets DMs from people all the time with crazy photos. And yeah. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah. wow. Your husband must be quite the looker.
Yes.
Of course. So you're saying, hey, the whole sharing passwords thing, it works for you. It can be kind of a team effort. And as long as everybody's on board, no harm.
Yeah. And if I ever, which I highly doubt, got into another relationship, that would be a deal breaker. If I was not able to be transparent with their Facebook page or social media pages, then I wouldn't date them.
All right. Okay.
Well, the counselor suggested it. So cool. There you go.
Jasmine, thank you.
Bye.
Now, see, everybody on Facebook is saying major trust issues.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird if you feel like you need to do that.
Sure.
But just like Jasmine said, it can work.
Hi, Hannah.
Hello. I just wanted to say, like, my boyfriend actually blocked me from seeing his, like, posts and stuff, mainly because he says, like, my mind wanders whenever, like, he posts something. And I won't say that I get, like, mad about it. It's just, like, when he posts stuff that has to do with, like, our relationship or a relationship in general, I ask him about it and stuff, and he's just like, yeah, it's not about you, so you don't need to freak out about it.
Okay, so you're...
Wait a second! You're blocked from seeing anything your husband posts?
Boyfriend?
My boyfriend. We've been together for, like, 2 years, but he's like... He's like, you just freak out way too much. So he just blocked me from seeing, like, Facebook. The only thing that I have him on is Snapchat. And even if I make comments about things that he posts on Snapchat, like, he's like, do you want me to block you on that too? I mean, I can keep you on, like, Snap and stuff, or, like through text.
Hannah, but I feel like we need to spend a little bit more time with you.
We need to take a side road with you, Hannah, because it seems like there's some stuff to unpack here.
So how do you even know he's posting? Do friends? Like, say, hey, have you seen what, you know, your boyfriend is writing about on social media?
No, it was like one day he posted on, like, Facebook. This is when he blocked me. It was like, I hate when you're in a relationship with somebody and all they can do is lie to you. And then I was like, what are you talking about? Like, I've always been honest with you. Like,
if I saw that from my spouse, I would think the exact same thing.
Exactly.
That
is something that is so passive aggressive. It's like, wait a second. Do we have a problem? Do we need to talk about something? What's going on?
Yeah. And then you're saying that he denied that is.
Like,
actually,
you shouldn't have been concerned about that, and why are you bringing that up, and now I'm not going to let you see anything opposed?
He's just like, it's just to remind you that I don't like liars, so then you know that ahead of time.
What? Wait, he feels like he needs to put public notices out to you on Facebook. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there is an age gap here. There's like, so I'm 26 and he's 37.
Okay.
There's a little bit of age gap, so he always kind of treats me like I'm the younger of us. Kind of like the immature person. So he will set the standard through Facebook or whatever, and then I have to kind of follow by it. And
Listen, you sound like the more mature
Hannah, you don't have to follow any sort of standard.
No. Okay. You do not. And if he feels like he needs to, like, put warnings out to you on social media, that is also a problem.
Yeah. I mean, I've just been through, like, we've been through, like, 2 years together.
Sure.
And I just feel like if I end stuff with him, that is just going to be bad on my part. And
Hannah,
we know he'll be posting about it for sure.
Well, yeah.
We know that.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Hannah, you're 26. Take it from Kelly, who waited forever to find the man.
I did. It was worth it.
That she ended up being with. You know,
he does not have to warn me about anything on social media.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so I'm glad you called in, honestly. And honestly, Kelly and I, kind of like your aunt and uncle, sitting here going, Hannah, take a step back and think about this as a rational human being. If he's, you know, kind of gaslighting you and saying, no,
I'm not gaslighting.
I'm not doing this about you, but yet I'm posting all these things that could be about you. There's something that just ain't jiving with me.
Yeah,
so,
I think maybe you need some strangers that aren't involved with the feelings to be able to help you see this a little clearer.
That's what we're doing right now for you.
What we're doing. This is our tough love therapy sesh. Okay. That is not healthy if he feels like he needs to put out warnings on social media that's kind of aimed at you, but then B, block you from seeing it. None of this is a healthy thing for your relationship.
Yeah.
No, it's really irritating, and I've tried to get him to, like, unblock me. He's like, but we argue way too much about what I post, and I'm like,
Hannah.
But how am I supposed to...
Hannah.
This feels like it's giving you more stress than it's giving you.
It is, and I feel like you're telling us
your life.
You're telling us without telling us that you need to kind of you have outgrown this relationship.
Yes, you need someone that trusts you 100%.
Ending?
Yes, that's what we're saying.
Not just us. Like, we have a ton of people on our text line that are rolling in going, Kimberly saying, run, run, run. Sounds a bit shady.
This is gaslighting. First of all, you need to be in a relationship where someone trusts you completely.
Uh-huh.
And you trust them completely. That has to be the basis of your relationship for it to be healthy and for you to grow together and all the things. You are 26. You have way more fish in the sea that are not going to apparently have whatever is going on in his life that makes him feel like he needs to treat you this way.
Yeah. So, Hannah, I appreciate you talking to us this morning.
I know that's not what you want to hear, but I feel like maybe there's a reason why you called in to try to help out Lindsay when we needed to help you out. I think that's the reason.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Hannah. And keep us posted. And hopefully
we're invested, Hannah.
I know. You need to keep us posted on what's happening. There's so many people that are texting.
This was such a pivot that we didn't see coming.
It was. Sometimes this is literally live radio. This is what happens when we think we are going down one path.
We're helping Lindsay. We really needed to help Hannah though.
But see, this is what group therapy is all about. It's like, you know, sometimes you hear something that applies to Lindsay, one of our other listeners, and goes, you know what? Maybe this is something that actually applies to my life and can help me out. So.
Well, yes. If you're being blocked by your partner on social media for any reason, that is not a healthy thing for either one of you.
Right. Hannah, will you keep us posted?
Yeah. Hannah, you have a swarm of people around you
in your corner.
Yes, that are all like lifting you up and just telling you deserve more than this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my brothers all tell me the same thing.
Yes, listen to your brothers.
I'm your brother too.
Yes, yes. I'm your big sister and Benjamin brother too. Yes.
Like, I will be honest. Like, it's hard because, okay, I have this thing about myself that if I become physical with a person, I get attached, like, hardcore, and it's, like, hard for... He's only my second person.
It's fine.
So he's, like...
It's fine.
It's hard for me to, like, break loose of that, and I'm so used to that man being in control of stuff that I don't know necessarily, like, I think we should end this thing. And, like, I've told him before, like, if you can't get past this, then we might break up. And then he's like, well, then we can just end things. And he's so willing to let me go. But I'm like, how can you be that way?
Take the off ramp. Yes. When he gives you that off ramp,
he's giving it to you. So that is another thing telling you that you need to move on from this relationship because there's something so much better around the corner.
All right. Hannah, hey, listen, I would love to talk to you the rest of the show. We do have more that we got to get to, but.
That is fine.
But no.
You have to let us know, though.
Just know that we've got a lot of people in your corner. And
please,
it's not
keep
normal
us posted,
behavior.
We're invested.
Yeah, keep us posted, please.
I sure will.
Thank you, Hannah. We love you. All right, you got it.
Oh, I feel like we're making a difference.
Yes,
that's what I feel like. Hannah is gonna go today. That's what I feel like. They're gonna have a conversation. She's gonna take that off ramp, and then the right guy is gonna be there at some point. May not be tomorrow. At some point.
Okay. All right.
I feel good about this. That was meant to be.
Hey, Lindsay, sorry we got sidetracked.
Sorry, Lindsay, we forgot about what we were talking about.
We had to divert a little bit, all right?
We did. Yeah, everybody in the text line, they all knew it. We did. This took priority. Sorry. This was a desperate situation. We needed to help.
All right. Hey, thank you for all of the comments, all the calls. Both Lindsay and now Hannah.
Yes.
Please keep us posted. Please follow up with us. And let us know what we can do. And sometimes the answer's right in front of you. You just need to be shown it, you know?
Yeah, I got a text message. There's so many aunties and uncles out there right now rolling in to help you out, Hannah. Yes, get out, girl.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. Playing a fun little game right now called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's introduce you to Serena, calling us from New Albany. Hi, Serena.
Hi
there, Serena.
How are you this morning?
Oh, you know what? We're doing great.
So polite.
Thank you.
Recovering from the weekend?
Thank you.
Yes. We had our neighborhood fireworks last night. They were delayed for weather and, whoo, fun. Late night, though.
How about you? What do you do over the weekend? Since we're just
chit-chatting.
Okay.
Enjoyed my four-day weekend.
There you
go.
Yes. Serena, she's got brown hair, works at the Medicaid office, is single, and she's looking, so doesn't care. Just, you know, offer up something to Serena that maybe looks good, and she'll be like, all right. Did I get that right?
Yes, sir.
All right, cool.
Good enough, yes.
All right, so Serena, we're playing Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
Yep, you're going to hear three magical stories. You have to determine, was the star of the story a little kid at the time or a drunk adult?
Ready?
All right.
All right, here we go. First one.
I decided it would be a good idea to try to surf a guitar down the stairs.
Whoops.
Oh, I bet that did not go well for the guitar.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no.
All right, Serena, what are you thinking, little kid or drunk adult?
I'm actually thinking drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
I think a drunk adult would be stupid enough to do that.
That is true. That is true. But, okay. I'm going to say little kid, though.
Okay.
Like, that's what, because I used to, now we took pillows, and we would slide down the stairs all the time.
So you're thinking the kid is looking for something and...
Yeah, something new that maybe this will go faster.
Okay. All right, maybe. So Kelly says little kid. Serena, you say drunk adult. It is?
I was a little kid.
Ooh.
Oh.
Little kid was right.
Yep.
Let's see what happened there.
And dad was not happy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Dad was not happy.
Yep, guessing the guitar did not survive. Yeah. By the way, I would go first, and then I would close the door at the end of the, like, at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, so whoever's behind you is hitting it?
Yes, exactly. My sister would go smack right in the... I was not a very good big sister.
Serena, do you have any siblings?
I used to go from my dresser off my bed and bust a hole through my bedroom door.
Oh, my God.
Serena, you could literally... message us back and be a little kid drunk adult story.
Yes. We'll forget we heard it. You can do that later.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, Serena, next one. Little kid drunk adult.
I accidentally farted in the middle of a movie and started to cry.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say little kid on this one.
Little kid.
See, now I want to see drunk adult on this one. Because you would think the obvious answer is a little kid's going to cry over a fart, like being embarrassed, right? Maybe.
Yes.
I feel like it's a drunk adult. Why are we drunk at the movies, though? I don't know. I don't know.
Why not?
Right.
That's true. Okay.
Might be a fun way to see a movie, Kelly. Have you ever considered
asleep.
It?
I'd fall asleep. Anyway, go ahead.
Listen, I'm not going to say that watching Elf for the very first time was maybe the most funniest thing that I've ever seen. Because there were
most
certain
funniest?
Things at play there.
Okay.
But I'm not going to deny it either.
You had some beverages. Got it.
Or something else.
Okay, let's find out the answer.
Serena, this is between us.
Okay.
All right, wait. I forget. What'd you say, Serena?
She
you
says said, little kid,
little
I say drunk adult.
Okay, all right.
We're crying over a fart in the movie theater.
I was hammered on this first date.
Oh.
She was on a first date
a drunk
and farted?
First date. Oh, impression.
Yeah.
I had a huge crush on. And during the quiet part of the new Top Gun movie, I leaned down to grab my popcorn.
No.
And that's when I accidentally farted.
No!
Oh my gosh.
It's quiet part, so we heard it. Everybody heard it.
Everyone around immediately looked over at me. And my date had this disgusted look on his face.
Oh,
and he just
no.
says... hot.
He wasn't offended.
Oh,
it was all good. All right.
Oh, he did not laugh.
Hey, Serena, do us a favor.
Get the next one right.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Well, by the way, Kelly over here is 2 for 2.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Uh-huh.
All right, little kid, drunk adult, last one.
Okay, so I decided to get on, one of those banana seat bicycles, and I get on that sucker, and I'm going downhill, and I'm giving it everything I got, and all of a sudden, there's a pull-behind trailer, and me and the trailer met. It wasn't a happy ending.
Oh!
Oh!
Wow! I feel like that was the entire story.
Yeah.
I think there was really nowhere else to go from here.
All right, what do you think? Was she a little kid when that happened? Drunk adult.
I think it's a drunk adult.
Drunk adult. Okay.
See, now I think little kid because of banana seat. That feels like that's dating the story, isn't it? Are there a lot of banana seat bikes?
I don't know. I mean,
hanging around?
Yeah, banana seat used to be kind of a thing back in the day.
Back then, what leads me to think it was a little kid.
All right.
That's my thought process.
Serena, do you want to change your answer, or do you want to just stick with drunk adult?
I'm going to change my answer to Kelly because she's 2 for 2.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay.
If this is the one I get wrong,
I was going to say,
I feel so bad.
She's like, you know what? I guess Kelly is on a streak.
It's solid logic, though, right? Banana seat.
Yes.
Makes me feel like it's an older story.
All right. So Serena says little kid. Kelly says little kid.
I was a little kid.
Yeah!
There it is. There it is. Little kid. Little kid.
That was my first banana seat bike ever.
All right. Yep. And the rest of the story we already heard.
We heard it. Yeah, it didn't go well.
Hey, Serena, 1 out of 3 is usually a losing score, but not on this show. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Thank you.
You are welcome, Serena.
Gosh, I have secondhand embarrassment still for the poor girl on the first date part in the movie.
My God.
Just awful.
The entire movie's quiet is.
My question is, was there a second date?
Doesn't sound like it.
Hang on. There was a little bit more to the file. Let me see if there's more.
And I was so embarrassed that I started to cry.
Oh, no. It was just.
Oh, that was it. Oh, yeah.
We don't know. It doesn't sound
on the
like.
First date over a fart. Doesn't
I was going to say,
like
but it doesn't sound like he was too offended by it. So, could have been.
If they got married, though, that'd be amazing.
Okay. Kelly jumps everything right to marriage. Serena's over here going, hey, I just want to find a pulse that'll treat me nice, you know? And
well, Kelly's hey, like, this is a cautionary tale. Let's not get so drunk that we get the toots at the movie on a first date. I'm just saying.
Right.
It didn't sound like it ended well for her.
Cried. We should cry. All right, Serena, congratulations. You're a winner, all right? Hang on the line a quick second to get a little more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Oh, we get so distracted.
Yeah. Hey, we want to hear more of your story. So if you're like Serena and you got one kind of in the bank that you weren't really thinking, oh, you know what? I guess that did happen to me. Yeah.
That would fit. Then send us a voice note. If you've given us a little teaser, reveal the answer, finish the story, email at benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
Only on DJX. 99.7 DJX. Let's get to this feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
So there is a chef in Baltimore, Chef Carlos Raba. Came to America as a teen, as a refugee from Mexico, and now is making a big difference. He owns a Mexican food restaurant called Clavel and offers up great burritos and teaches Brazilian jiu-jitsu around the corner, all for free for kids ages 6 to 17.
Being a chef is being a leader. Being a black belt, I think, is being a leader, too.
The thing that's lacking in Baltimore City is the available free resources for these kids after school. Where can they go? Well, can they afford it? No. But where is a safe place for them to go?
Yeah.
And with instructors who will be their mentors and say, hey, just come by and try it out.
I think what it's done to me is make me more disciplined, more active, gave me more strength in my life.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
He and his wife just said, you know, it's their part in trying to build a better community because kids don't have a lot of options that don't cost a lot of money. So you can check out their entire story. Pretty inspiring. And he's got a lot of skills, obviously amazing at making food and is pretty impressive as a jiu-jitsu instructor as well.
I mean, there you go.
WDJX.com brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
At Ben and Kelly Show, great way to get a hold of us. We get DMs from listeners. This person wants to remain anonymous.
Okay. Hey, Ben and Kelly. I'm messaging you. I don't know why I'm doing it, but it's too late now.
Okay.
So keep me anonymous. Anyway.
Okay.
I'm pregnant with my boyfriend of 3 years baby.
Mm-hmm.
Having a kid is always something I wanted, so I'm not worried about that, but I am worried about him. For the past 4 to 6 months, I've just not felt the heat or the passion for him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We're going through the motions, and I'm pretty sure he recognizes it, too. I thought that when we found out we were pregnant, that would reignite the spark, but it hasn't. He hasn't really even acted excited to be a father for the first time. So I'm having thoughts of leaving him. There are so many things going through my head right now. I've only articulated this to one person. She doesn't know what I should do, but will support me in whatever decision I make. So could you see if any of your listeners have been in my situation and how it worked out? Should I leave, or would you recommend staying in the relationship for a while and seeing if that spark reappears after the baby?
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to burden you all with my problems, but like I said, I have so many thoughts going through my head that I need a little clarity. Thank you.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's a big, thing.
What do we've said on the show before, and we've heard from plenty of people that actually have experience with this, that a kid doesn't fix a relationship.
No, it doesn't. But if the spark is the only thing that's missing, I mean, mm-hmm. relationships kind of go through, especially long-time marriages. It's hard to like
go through,
keep
like,
the spark of a new relationship alive. Uh-huh. Yeah. So you do have to make an effort to keep that part of your relationship going. You have to still date your spouse. You have to try to, you know, figure out what's at the root of the spark dying for you guys.
Yeah, and I know, I realize we're not like talking to you on the phone, but if we were, I'd probably ask you, are you doing things, like Kelly said, to keep the spark alive? Are you trying to date your partner? Are you trying to do fun things like you did when you first started seeing each other again, you know?
Yeah, you do have to work at it, because, you know, that kind of stuff can fade, the newness and the, you know, initial attraction, and you have to continue to try to fan the flames.
There's a sitcom called Modern Family. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but
how long has it been off the air?
The characters. It just went off the air not too long ago, actually.
Okay.
There are characters Phil and Claire Dunphy, right?
Uh huh.
And they are, you know, married. They've got three kids, and the way they keep their spark alive is they will go to hotels and go to the hotel bar and try to pick one another up using a character.
That's funny.
That's funny.
So take advice from Phil and Claire Dunphy.
Right.
Fictional characters from a beloved
right. sitcom. Right. I don't know if that would work, but I always felt like that was a fun little way to keep the spice alive. You know, in their relationship, they would maybe once a year go to a hotel, and then Claire would sit at the bar, or Phil would sit at the bar, and
do they ever reject each other? That's what I have to know.
Typically, it's a sitcom, so typically hilarity would ensue. There would be something that would go wrong, or one of them would get locked out of the hotel room naked, or things like that. So, you know, it was always something. But the root of it was a fictional couple mm-hmm. in a sitcom.
Uh-huh.
Who had been married for a long time.
Right.
Realize that they need to continue to keep the spice alive. So if you can pull anything from that, it's maybe let real life imitate art for a second.
Sure.
And just try to do something fun and maybe out of the ordinary.
I like that. And, you know, they've been together for 3 years. So that's kind of you're in an established relationship.
Maybe the honeymoon's over. Yeah.
Right. I feel like that can be normal, mm-hmm. but you have to figure out, okay, well, how deep does your love for each other go? Mm-hmm. Is it just surface for you? It was just mostly physical for you guys. And now there's not a lot of substance to keep it afloat. That you have to kind of dissect your relationship through that lens as well. And then also try to pull him into, you know, going through the whole pregnancy part. There is so much exciting things that are happening literally on a week to week basis. Mm-hmm. And that was one thing that really brought my husband and I closer, was reading about, okay, how's the baby developing, you know, this week? What's happening now? And that was kind of a tradition that we started that was just kind of amazing, because mm-hmm. it is truly incredible when you see how a baby is developing and how quickly all that stuff happens. And it's kind of awesome. And for you to do that together might bring you closer too.
All right. Well, if you are or have been in this situation, like our listener is asking, maybe you could supply a couple things that helped get you out of that rut or reignite this spark. 502-795-1997. Reigniting the spark in your relationship on 99.7 EJX sometimes can seem very daunting a task, because if the vibes, because it's all about vibes in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. When you're vibing, things are good, things are good.
Sometimes you don't vibe, though. Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you start to get in an established relationship, and then it can kind of start to feel like you're going through the motions.
Yeah, and that's what our listener who wants to remain anonymous is kind of in. She and her boyfriend of 3 years kind of have not been vibing the past 4 to 6 months. Well, lo and behold, they found out they're pregnant. And so she was like, okay, thought that might re-spark something, but really hasn't. So she's kind of considering leaving him, but wants to know, you know, what we...
Is there still hope? Is there something else you can try?
Yeah, we did get a message from a listener that said, my husband and I dealt with that. Our son is one. We made the commitment to stick it out, find enjoyment in the small things, even though we don't have time for fancy outings anymore. Kind of similar to what you were saying, Kelly, that you and your husband did.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there's, you know, the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of cool. It brought us a lot closer, just marveling at how this little human that we created together was growing from week to week. And it was fascinating. And it was just a really cool tradition that we started that, you know, just brings you closer as a couple, knowing that you're doing that together. Tish says pregnancy is stressful and exciting.
Yeah.
Each person changes. Mm-hmm. So does a relationship. But mm-hmm. the foundation has to be solid. Could it be stress? Uncertainty.
Right.
I would suggest communicating, being really honest about your feelings and trying to figure out if it's something you both really want deep down, or if it's time to move on so you can both be happy and then parent a happy child.
Yeah, and I will say there are some people that are cautioning on Facebook even. Like Jessica says, hey, being a single parent is the worst. So if you know this relationship's over, you're going to have to share the kid. So just didn't really offer up any advice. Just maybe it sounds like from experience, just saying, hey, it's not great trying to do it all on your own. So maybe try to find that spark. And like I said, you know, Phil and Claire Dunphy from Modern Family, they like to... go to hotels and try to pick one another up under a different name.
Mm-hmm. And so then Chrissy suggested that you and I need to try to reenact that as well with our spouses.
Oh, with our spouses.
Yeah, like you try to pick up your wife and I'm lurking somewhere in the corner getting it all on video and vice versa.
That would be interesting. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, maybe what we're saying is maybe not give up on it just yet.
I would sail through the rest of the pregnancy together and welcome the child together and just see what that can happen. Because that kind of love that you feel when you first see your baby's face for the first time is just unlike anything you've ever known before. And that might then seeing him as a father might make you fall in love with him in a way that you never imagined and vice versa.
Yeah,
seeing you as a mother, that can do some amazing things too. So go through all that first and just see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens.
See what happens and then reevaluate. Right. And if it's still not there, then you really need to do some soul searching and have some tough conversations.
All right, well, hey, thank you so much for reaching out and keep us posted here. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kelly, your family is vacationing in Destin this year, right?
Yes.
Is that what you're doing?
You have some toes in the sand. We're going back to the same resort we always go to. It's our home away from home. Love it. Excited.
Oh, yeah. Next.
Also excited to go to Bucky's on the way there. That's becoming
never
a part
been
of the
to Bucky's.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great.
Never
it
been.
It lives up to the hype. We went one time. We're like, oh, my God, we have to go to Bucky's every time we travel now.
I haven't been in a spot where there's a Bucky's like off the freeway, you know, because I feel like Bucky's are not in like metropolitan areas. They're kind of off,
right.
off the beaten path a little bit. But
I feel like it's so amazing. You have to try to figure out a way to incorporate it.
All
like
right.
Take a side trip to incorporate a Bucky's wherever you need to go.
Yeah.
Because it's awesome.
I'm kind of getting excited. Like next week at this time, I'm going to be up at the lake doing the same thing. Do you now, does anybody in your family do what I do in that the, like you almost have the countdown to when it's over?
Oh, like dreading it?
Yeah.
Like in your mind?
So,
yes.
So
I kind of do that.
So say it's like you're there a week, right? And
right.
I can't believe it's already Sunday.
Oh yeah, no. But the day you get there, though, when we're going to the grocery store and we're buying groceries for the week and we're moving into the condo, and it's just like we've got so much time here.
And then the very next day, it's like I can't believe it's already Tuesday. We only have four more days.
Oh yes, I do that too. How do you stop that in your brain?
I know.
How do you keep that from happening?
I know. It's one of those things where like you want to just enjoy everything. It's like yes,
right.
And you kind of want to slow down time. And you just want to slow everything down.
I stay up super late every night just to try to stretch the day as long as possible.
But as sure as anything, it's like, we only have three more days.
I know. Oh. And then the last night, I want to cry.
It's just terrible. it's like this entire vacation's been ruined.
Looking at the beautiful sunset and the beach and the ocean, it's just like, I get so depressed the last night.
Because
it's
the place, awful. So the place like my family and I go, you can legit get everything done in the little community area in one day. You can get everything done. You can do everything.
Yeah.
In
and
like
then
one,
you just hang and, out the
and
rest
then,
of time.
Yeah, exactly. So you can just redo this stuff. You know, uh-huh. or take little day trips. Like you know, it's up on Lake Erie, so you could take like a day trip up to like one of the islands or anything like that we've done before. But yeah, it's definitely one of those where we've only got five more days.
Turn it off, brain. Stop it.
I don't know if anybody else is like that, but man, that gets me. And hopefully you will have that same problem when you win one of those VIP trips anywhere in the United States. It's like one of several like luxury packages that we have to give away. One package a week for the next 4 weeks, all right?
Wow.
So that's pretty cool. So you can get in to win right now, WDJX.com. It's the one that's titled Trip in America. So just find that, click on that, and get in to win, all right?
Oh, my goodness. And sorry, we can't control whether you have the dread that sneaks into your brain when you're in the middle of it going, I only have two.
You're on the plane there. You're like,
man,
this time next week, we'll be going home. WDJX.com, tap win. And somebody, JX, Ben and Kelly, I saw online over the weekend where if you took some of the female pop stars and made them into dolls, Sabrina Carpenter would be a Polly Pocket, which I can't now not see.
I see that, yeah. That makes sense.
Olivia Rodrigo would be a Bratz doll.
Yeah, 1,000%. 1,000%.
Taylor would be Barbie. And
yes.
Yeah, so just a bunch of those, which I thought it was funny. Anyways, it's 99.70JX. All right, feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly K.
So this is like something that you would see like a stunt in an action movie, and it was real life for a 17-year-old named Brady in New Hampshire.
Okay.
So there was a sailing lesson going on in Lake Winnipesaukee, and an instructor was thrown from the boat.
Hey.
So he was going to use a tennis ball to demonstrate how to turn, but when reaching for the ball, a student's boat tipped over, the mast hit the instructor's throttle, threw him overboard.
Jeez.
So that's when Brady's dad spotted it, like, hey, there's a boat, like, going around in circles, nobody's on it, and the neighbor, Justin, had a jet ski, said, get on, so the two of them on this jet ski start like chasing this boat and got close enough to where Brady jumps into the boat and takes command.
It hears, and I looked up and I could see this boat circling. And then, of course, looked at the boat and there's nobody in it. If that boat was circling like that, it could have hit somebody.
So he jumped on his boat, told me to get on the jet ski to go get the kids out of the way. It just came to me. I didn't really think. I just did it. I'm realizing what I did. It scared me a little bit, but it was fun.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing was captured on video. So, like, he watched himself, like, do that. And was like, wow. In the moment, he wasn't thinking about it. But, when you see it, it's like, oh, my goodness. That could have gone, like, 16 ways of sideways. But it worked out, and he was a little hero. And, by the way, he is leaving to start serving in the Navy in the fall.
There you go.
So, there you go. See the whole video, the whole story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.
Ben and Kelly, good morning, 99.70JX. Time for a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, adapting to modern times, the evolving world is a must for anybody who hopes to survive, right?
Uh-huh.
Except this setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without moving from a cashless payment or moving to a cashless payment model when you're a wishing well, then you're doing okay.
Well, that's not going to work out well. That is not going to work out well at all for the well.
No pun intended. So this happened in England. Wishing well switched to a contactless payment. So you're not tossing coins in the water anymore.
But the wish was attached to the coin. That was the whole point, wasn't it?
So this Roman bathhouse in Bath, England is 2,000 years old. 2,000 years old. It was a cold water pool. People could kind of jump in after a hot bath, whatever. For years, tourists have been kind of coming there, though, looking at it, tossing coins into the bath for good luck. It brought a lot of money for the charity that runs the bathhouse.
Uh-huh.
Right? About 133 grand per year just in that were just coming by tossing coins in, right?
Yeah.
And so because of a couple different things, because of COVID that happened, they kind of went to, all right, well, you can't come here. You can still donate online type of thing. And then also they were like, well, also tossing of the coins was damaging the bath structure, and the process of retrieving and cleaning the coins wasn't cheap. So that's why we kind of went from a, hey, toss your own coins into the bath to the contactless payment. Well,
yeah, no one's doing that.
Exactly.
Nobody's going to do that.
Exactly. So they learned the hard way that people aren't doing that. And it went from about, like I said, 133 grand a year to under $14,000.
Oh.
After they changed.
Yep.
So probably
Back the coins.
Probably even less this year as well. So again, they're like, we weren't trying to be jerks to do it, but it was, you know, some of these hardships, the upkeep and all that. But it sounds like maybe they were able to pay for the upkeep because of the money that they were bringing in by people tossing their coins into the bath there. So don't know.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like, hey, make a wish, hit send.
Yeah. No, that's not happening. They're not doing that. That doesn't work that way.
It's like, all right, you know what? Is the tooth fairy going to do the same thing? Where it's like, oh, I put a tooth under your bed. All right. Now check your account. See if.
Check your account.
See if the tooth fairy's
come. They want to see cash under the pillow.
I know.
There are certain industries that still need cash.
Yeah.
Tooth fairy's one of them.
This is apparently one of them as well. So if you're in the well business, or in the, I don't know, the statue with the little water around it business.
Uh-huh.
Maybe consider, if you're thinking about going to a contactless sort of payment, not doing that.
Are they still doing that at Mall St. Matthews? The little fountain there?
Whenever I go in there, I still see money in
there.
I see
a lot of coins in there. So I feel like that's still a thing.
That's still a thing, at least locally in some of the places. But if you can take a lesson from Bath, England, who has lost hundreds of thousands of dollars because
just
they went to
charge your wish. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's still
going
to happen.
All right, that's your set of the bar story on 99.7 DJX. Crazy. It's Ben and Kelly coming up next. So, we had a side street on a group therapy. We may have a connection coming up on DJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben and Kelly. So, we went on a little tangent during group therapy this morning. Lindsay had originally messaged us and was like, hey, we monitor each other's Facebook. Like I can have veto power over anybody who might friend request him. Is that weird? Am I the only one? We are like, blah, blah, blah. Then.
Yeah. But then we got a call from Hannah.
And then Hannah was kind of answering Lindsay's question. But then in the meantime was telling us that, you know, her situation where her boyfriend, who's about 10 years older than she is, blocks her on social media. And said, because everything that he posts about a relationship on social media isn't always directed at her.
But sometimes they are, like when he says, yo, I hate being in a relationship with liars. And it's like, what? Well, how is she? He's like putting her on blast in social media, but now he's like blocking her from seeing it.
Blocking her from seeing it, but then at the same time saying it's not about her.
Exactly.
So don't worry about it. Now,
but also saying it's a warning to her.
Now, Alex, you think maybe because Hannah, our listener, had dated him about 2 years and is like, man, 2 years under the, like, that's a long time to just call it quits, right? Now, Alex, you think that maybe there's similarities with your ex here?
I broke up with my boyfriend about 2.5 years ago. Well, ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
So I'm hoping she's not dating the same guy. He did the same thing to me.
So he would kind of gaslight you and say, and post about...
And block me. And yes. And if you respond to his text message, he blocks you on that and you have to email him. It's pretty messed up.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Yes, and it got physical, too, at the end. A long story there, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Alex, thank you. Maybe we'll have to get you guys together and see if you can find out if it's the same person, because that that took us down a journey. If you want to listen to her call, it's about midway through our group therapy podcast segment, okay?
Bless her heart, she was just calling to chime in on Lindsay's issue.
Yes.
And then little did she know she was going to be taking the spotlight.
Well,
you should have seen our faces. I wish the camera was on, because our faces, as she kept saying these things, revealing what's going on in her situation, we were like, what?
Yeah, because almost right away, it was like, hey, we might need to unpack a little bit more from what you're saying.
Yes,
here.
We saw that there was a side street. We need to take a sharp left turn in this moment, and we took it.
And we spent some time. You can listen to that at Ben and Kelly Show or WDGX.com. Tap listen. JX, it was funny because we brought that up and got a message from a listener that was like, I've never heard of Polly Pockets. And I'm like, oh, is that
what?
Yeah. Okay. So you, obviously, Kelly, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
So my oldest daughters, Isabel and Sophia, those little I have feelings about Polly Pockets.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So they're great. It was an era of like maybe the mid-2000s, early 2000s, mid-2000s. I don't think they're around much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But there are those little figurines, very, very tiny little figurines that would have like rubber clothes that you would dress and undress and do all the things, right? So.
And little play sets.
Yeah, little play sets. So my memory of Polly Pockets is my wife and I on maybe a Saturday morning or whatever. Finally a weekend day when I'm not waking up in the morning. You know, we can kind of sleep in. My oldest daughters, Isabella and Sophia, being maybe like 3-4 years old, they get up at the butt crack of dawn because they don't care what day it is.
Yep.
But we've always told them, we're like, hey, just play quietly in your room if you wake up. Just, you know, if you wake up, whatever, just play quietly in your room. Let's let mommy and daddy sleep for a little bit.
Yep.
But they would come down about every 5 minutes and be like, can you change this dress? Can you put this shoe on a Polly Pocket? Can you do this?
Stop playing with Polly Pocket in the morning if you can't do it yourself.
Listen, you can do anything you want in the morning except play with Polly Pockets. because I don't know if you've ever like tried to put clothes on a Polly Pocket.
They're challenging because they're so small.
They're so small, and the little rubber pants and things like that, they get stuck, and it's just like, you know, you're groggy, you're half asleep, and you're trying to put the Polly Pockets on the doll, and
it does make you wonder when they're developing the Polly Pocket toy. Did they have actual children come and try to play with it first?
No, it's a bunch of dudes just around a boardroom going. Okay. I know what this will be a great idea.
They're going to love it.
They're going to love it. They're going to love it. Anyways, all right. Hey, if you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. A couple different ways you can grab that. on Google or on YouTube podcasts on YouTube general, just at WDGX.com.
Hit subscribe.
Hit subscribe on YouTube. Search Ben and Kelly Show, and you can find it right there, or WDGX.com. Tap listen. But yeah, group therapies went all sorts of down a side street. So
that's the beauty of live radio. You never know who's going to be on the next call and what they're going to say and how they may need emergency advice services.
Yeah, and so we provided that, and hopefully Hannah will be able to follow up with us, you know, maybe next week or the following week, and give us an update on what happened. But then you can also catch Little Kid Drunk Adult. You can catch the update for the frat boy farter that we told you about last week around this time.
We say the word update in quotes.
Because we kind of roll our eyes and we're like, okay, yeah, someone's just having fun on the internet, I think.
There were some clues that might not have been authentic.
Yeah, so anyways, all that right there. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it. Covered a lot.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.